The Tibetans have a saying, Aum Mani Padme Hum. It means the diamond in the lotus, the jewel in the lotus. It's a reminder to keep your focus on the inner purity, on the inner diamond. All greetings, all attentions to the inner jewel. And inside this fragile body, inside the consciousness, something eternal. Inside that fragile body, inside the lotus, a diamond that is indestructible, that is eternal. It is a beautiful picture of how it is. But you have to go deep. Diamonds is deep, deep, deep inside. And the inner diamond is much deeper. And the closer you come to that diamond, the more clarity the more you will shine. Diamond shines. And the more you will know that you are eternal. Aum Mani Padme Hum. And the sixth center has to do with visions, clarity, seeing. But it is a different seeing. It is a seeing that comes from that diamond. It is a seeing that comes from your center. That's why all the pictures of the meditators, of the Buddhas, of yogis, of Shiva, they have eyes closed. Because it means the whole attention is in. And in the pictures of Shiva, he has also a third eye. And that's where the seeing comes from. And everybody has this third eye. But very seldom it wakes up. Only when the energy is transformed, so it can rise, because no, on that level there is no method, there is no technique anymore. All the techniques belongs to the lower. When you have to do something, when you have to purify yourself, when you have to work, when you have to free yourself of your conditioning, your habits, your emotions, your fear, your anger. your doubt, your sadness, whatever it is, no, there is no method, because there is no you as such. The ego is left behind. The ego is left behind in the temple of love. Because you cannot enter love, you cannot enter that temple with ego. Maybe by some mysterious thing you can sneak in or fall through the roof one time, but then you find yourself outside again. Till that time, know it's enough. Know the whole focus is to leave the past, leave the confusion, and surrender in the temple of love. Know the energy can rise. Then from that purity one can speak. I remember when I was traveling with my enlightened friend in Himalayas, we was very quiet. But one day I told him, amazing, but people shouldn't be allowed to talk before they knew who they were. And this is exactly how it is. People shouldn't even be allowed to talk, because it's all nonsense up to that point. It's just ideas, it's just chaos, it's just dreams, it's just fantasies, it's just meanings. Your meaning and somebody else's meaning. When all that is gone, then there is this truth is like it is. And then I saw later on that in the teachings of the old yoga and tantra, they have this saying that you shouldn't say anything before you were pure. But it's just the opposite. When you are pure, then it's difficult to talk. And when you are confused and full of it, then it's easy. Because then you're so full of it, you have to talk. You're just blabbering over. And when it's very quiet, then what to talk about then? That's why it's very difficult. But in a better world, people should be quiet till they have purified themselves. I remember Papaji, he always said, be quiet. When all these coconuts were coming, they asked, be quiet. What can the poor man say? Be quiet. You've been thinking, talking too much. Now you are here in satsang. Shut up. Be quiet. Sit. Maybe, and just maybe, some intelligence, some wisdom will start filtrating into you. Oh, Papaji, what should I do? Be quiet. Only somebody who can start understanding this preciousness of being quiet, of shutting up, can come back to themselves. So in the sixth santa, that is what all the seers, the sages, the visionaries, because then the third eye doesn't only see this that is happening. It sees the past, the future. Then everything becomes one, because the truth is always like it has been. Everything is like it is. only forms change. Only all these things that appear and disappears, they change in time. In the timeless, there is no change. But how to talk about that? You have also people, by some freak thing from nature maybe, that they are very strong, for example in the fifth chakra, so they are very good speakers. But when they have no true growth and balance harmony from the lower chakras, then it goes totally haywire. For example, Hitler. Look, he managed to get whole Germany with him. How is that possible, a madman? Because he had some kind of power. He had some kind of vision. But it was destructive. So that's why I'm all for a harmonious man, a harmonious vision. You have to be in balance. You can't only come from one place. That was the meaning that nothing, one level, one chakra is not any better than the other. They need to work together. So it has to be in balance to be healthy. Otherwise, people can have an insight or they can have a skill, but they are not in balance in the lower chakras. And then it becomes unhealthy. It becomes weird. Or people who can see things or even heal people, but they can't heal themselves. They don't see themselves, they see only the others. They can give advice to others, but they can't give the advice to themselves. That means that they're not balanced in the other levels. And it's very important to be in harmony. Then everything functioning as it should. And in Tantra they say you shouldn't speak if you haven't been transformed through love. If you don't know love, you shouldn't speak. Because then only confusion then. Maybe war you can speak. But only those who knows about love, who is transformed in the temple of love, they can speak. They're very beautiful. That must have been the good old days where they had that kind of teaching. No, if people talk who knows, like Jesus, then they crucify them then. That's the other way, that's the opposite. No, a man of truth, he talks and then you kill them. And remember, it's very easy to crush a flower. It's much harder to crush a rock. The flower is helpless. Only if you understand beauty, then you will appreciate it. Otherwise, any rock can crush it. Any insensitive person can crush it. Any stupid, insensitive person can judge it. That's how it is. You have to be sensitive to understand. So that is the process from just confusion to ego, to crystallization of the ego, to really be someone, then dropping that, then putting situation, falling apart, crumble mumble, then allow something else to put you together again. Being someone, then just being. And then from being to non-being. Very strange. From the sixth chakra, then anything that you wish or you desire will happen. That is also why awareness has to be there. Because then it's not an ego desire, it comes from something that is beyond. So you have all the forces with you, you have all existence with you. So if it's not in balance, if it's somebody by freak thing that has that chakra open, it can be misused. That has also happened. If it's in balance, then there is visions, clarity, seeing. That can help others instead of gaining power, personal power, or showing what a great power. Then the energy goes more into helping the other, because then you are just a vehicle, a hollow bamboo, like they say in China and Japan, a messenger. A messenger of love, of peace, of truth. And if you have been transformed, then you are really a messenger, because you don't talk for any personal reason or gain, but in some mysterious way, you can be used by the whole. Another thing is that in the sixth, then all duality disappear, because the eyes, even if you see the same thing, they are two. And one is connected with the right hemisphere and the other from the left hemisphere. You have two brains. It's very strange. You have one head, but you have two brains. Like you have the yin and yang, the negative, positive inside, the right hemisphere, the dark hemisphere, the mystic side of the brain, the sensitive, and the thinking part, the grumble, thinking part. And that mystic part is very little developed. That is the side of meditation. And the third eye, they say, when you use that, or you come to the sixth, then all duality, then it falls in harmony. These two sides falls in harmony, they become one. You go beyond the positive, the negative. You go beyond duality. It's just one. Then, only then, if there is true seeing, because then there is just as it is. There is not this or that. There is no thinking involved. And that is the true meeting also. This Advaita, this non-dual, or the real marriage in Tantra between the inner, the positive, the negative, the inner male, the inner female. No, it has really happened. It become one. And in this non-duality, then you are in harmony, of course, with the whole existence. Because there's not separation anymore. You are not separated. Then there is totally at easeness, because you know you are a part. Then there is the ultimate coziness and rest, because there is nothing to do anymore. This is also the confusion for many people on the path. Some people say techniques, some people say no techniques. And many people who are teaching, they say no techniques. But techniques are needed. The problem is that they have seen, they have realized, but maybe they have forgotten how it was when you were struggling. So if you are still struggling and you're here, if you are lost and you're here, there's nothing to do, then you will never reach them. So this is a time for methods, for techniques. And there is a time for no method, no techniques. And this no method, no techniques, this happened after the fourth. Up to the fourth, you have to do all techniques. There's a put all energy into it, because you have to free yourself. When you are come into the fourth, into the temple of love, and get transformed, cleaned, then a different energy takes over then. No, you have proved yourself that you are worthy to rise, that you really want. No, a different energy takes over, which is more anti-gravity. That you can do. You have to help yourself to get free of the gravity, of the past, of the mud that is holding you back. That takes matters, that takes effort. That takes work. It takes dedication. It takes energy. But then it is another energy that works, because now you have proved yourself. Now consciousness is start waking up. You have freed the energy that went only into ego things and confusion and mind. Now this, your true consciousness can start rising. Now it's more awareness. Now it's more prayer. Now it's no more devotion. Now it's more love. This is the things that will help you. But you can talk about love and devotion and consciousness if you're far, far away in the dark. So this is how it is both. It's not this or that. And many different schools and people and masters, and especially disciples of masters, have argued for thousands of years about this. That's why it's very dangerous to talk the truth. Because how to get there? You have to have a ladder. And these techniques, these meditations, or these maps of chakras, or the 10 Zen Bulls, is maps. Even around a mystic, many things happen by itself. Many people have experience about that. That just things just happens, just in the right moment. And the more you are in tune with existence, things happen at the right moment. You can't do anything. You cannot push the morning sun to rise, or can you? You will get frustrated. You have to wait patiently and trust. Yes, I have seen the sun, and it will come back. I have been sitting many nights when I was in the Himalayas, freezing very much. And I tell you, the night sometimes is incredible, unimaginably long. Very long night sometimes. And especially from 3 to 6, 7, till the first sun rays coming over the mountain. These hours can be very long. But that joy when the first sun comes is worth it. I just want to remind you. Listen, this is Jaitang wrote me this. Beloved, this happened some days ago. Today for working meditation, we were certainly very few people, a few left before they planned to go. Some other people were in their process and did not show up for work, and some had some personal things to take care of or the outside and just left. That is how people are, just like children. Somebody did, somebody did that, 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 that. I have to, I don't want to work. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm so good spaced that I don't want to do that. Remember that this is just an opportunity to let go of yourself, to become part of the soup. It's a divine soup going on cooking here. No, don't try to come in with your own ingredients. We know what ingredients should be. But I felt at ease with the whole thing. I had to ask other people for help. Around 3 o'clock, the water pressure started to fall in the middle of the dishwashing. And then suddenly we had no more water. Kadoosh. Some people you're not in control over, like water. It comes down to simple things. Kundan called the electrician and I called the plumber, and they were, by surprise, just close by. The electricity was good, but the water pump that is located 120 meters down in the ground was broken. 120 meters down, that deep? A pump down?
Yeah, 120.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought people were looking for oil down there. <laughs> 120 meters. We should have a cave there also. It's very good to meditate in the earth. I have done it in cave. It's very good. You really feel it's like boof. Primal situation. Very good sits in caves. Just before all this happened, the Dharma phone rang, and for some reason I just picked it up, and it was Bhavya telling me that she was on her way from Gardermoen. If he needed something, she could pick it up. I checked in with the kitchen. We had everything we needed. We talked to the plumber, and we asked him where we could get a new pump. He had none in his warehouse, but after a few phone calls, we found one in Hernefors. And this was just before they were supposed to close the shop. So, Bhavya picked up the pump just in time. The plumber and I started with Operation Water Pump. Kundan got some drinking water and the kitchen water from Vimal's house so we could survive a few hours without water. It's amazing, water, no? We have to have water. You never think about it, no? Just see, without water. Since the pump is just outside the satsang room where the chakra group were about to start, I talked to the plumber and prepared him for some crazy sounds from the room. But he had been here before. So he was not in total shock. He had been listening to chakra breathing while changing some things, so he was pretty used to us. The first time is the worst, no? We got the pump up after 1.5 hours of work, and when we disconnected the pump, after Bhavya just came into the parking lot with a new pump. Perfect timing. Amazing. The plumber was also really amazed. How could this happen? Perfect timing on the minute. Well, the group went from salsa mood to more screaming and strange sounds. But the plumber took no notice. He stayed focused. He was giggling and said, "These Brazilians must miss some bones. They are so loose." He said he had seen them on the dance floor when we had pizza night in the restaurant. The new pump got fixed and we placed the pump back at the depth of 120 meters. A bit after 6, the water was back and we managed to get all this under 3 hours. Amazing. We could not almost believe it, that we managed to get it together so fast, living like we do here in the mountains. Amazing, Baba. And it was such a teamwork. Bhavya on the road, perfect timing. The plumber, perfect. Kundan, perfect. People writing notes that the toilets are out of function, the kitchen being relaxed, and all happening so nice and peacefully. Thank you, Lord Jaita. It's okay. We have to have water, no? Stories. Dear friend, I was reflecting on what you said about taking the time, letting what is there unfold naturally, mysteriously by itself, by not standing in the way and being impatient. This is definitely not the case when I stay home, putting my energy into gathering money to pay for the rent, electricity, and this and that. And then, if there is any money left, to spend it on what my heart longs for. But by then, there is probably no more energy left for this. I see there is nothing wrong with working here and there for surviving, but I don't think it would be the right thing to do for me right now. When you spoke about living without a roof in India, I had to think about my massage teacher there. She is doing the same. Still? Sleeping on the beach, trying to be as free and natural as possible, open to what life brings. Maybe I will join her again for further schooling in Zen Shiatsu and to take and have the time and space to look within, to let life unfold. Ain't you doing that now?
Yes, but the future comes and try to... This is 5 weeks, 5 weeks of a whole year, you know? What about the... Yes.
You will see, many things will change this summer, don't worry. The existence has much better plans than you can ever have. I was living on the beach in Goa. I didn't even have a roof then, just under the stars. And then I got very sick. And then some sannyasin, first time I got in contact with sannyasin, Osho sannyasin, they took care of me. And they take so good care of me, and I was living in a house. Pretty classy. I was a jungle man. And then they told me about Osho and gave me some books. And oh my God, what is this? And this Osho, he's waiting for you, he said. He's waiting for you. We know it. He's waiting for you. That's why you are here. He's trying to catch you. And where is this guy? No, he's in Pune, in there. No, I did not want to go to the city. And then I went back to the beach when I was healthy enough. No, I wanted to be free. Live in the nature, no? But then this bugger, he had gotten in. And he did not give up. Then I had to surrender then. Then I had to go there. And as soon as I saw him, that was it. Who cares about Goa or beach or anything? Then he taught me different freedom then, which has nothing to do with the outside. But maybe I'm running ahead and forgetting here and now, step by step, so I will not tumble. Anyway, I want to go with a new name. I take a vow. I dedicate this life for freedom. And using your words again, it doesn't matter if I have to sit for 1 day or 100 years. What else is there to do? Yes. I hope life will support me on this new journey. What I feel goes way beyond thank you. But I have to use some words. Thank you. Thank you for being a mirror. Thank you for your light and laughter. Thank you for pointing out the way. There is one more thing I would like to share with you. One of the beautiful songs you played yesterday kept on echoing through my head, and suddenly there were words and a song and a meeting with the guitarist. If we can put our hands together tonight, we can present you a little gift, a small song, in gratitude and love, Verle. Verle means traveling warrior. I will leave my name and the fighting here. I'm coming home. Can we wait for my partner in love life, this part, to arrive next week so he can be here when I get my new name? Yes, there's no hurry, Verle. You are home now. It's cozy, no problem. Very good. Did you put together the song?
I didn't find the guitar.
No, it's coming. We have time. No hurry. And then you wrote more and more when I'm intensely reading books from enlightened beings, and when I met Moji, and now when I'm meeting you, there is this explosion inside, this burning desire. I don't want to wait another 20 years, another 2 years. Sometimes there is not even the patience to wait 2 days. And I feel a fear of making wrong choices in this life, living, work, circumstances, so my energy goes up in less important things, and I will delay freedom until another, I don't know how many lives. But will this fire burn the veil in front of my eyes, or will it burn my eyes? Only the veil. The eyes will become the fire. When I spoke with Yogita last night, and it was so beautiful to see how she is facing difficulties, surrendering to it and growing from this. Yes, that's what I have taught her, no? Look now, where's Yogita? Here. Look now how beautiful she got now. She is also very lost. No, she is very fine. Home. So I wondered if making choices like going to India, so I won't have to deal with this crazy society and will be able to live cheaply and freely, is this running away then? It can be and it cannot be. It depends. Because you can never run away. And where now to run away anyway? No, you are here now. We have met now. No, there is no more running now if you don't want. You have come where you should be now. No, this is the caravanserai. This is just the beginning now. We have many, this caravanserai go many places. But I'm all for traveling and different places and India, if that is what's coming up, because I have seen, and as from my own experience, that when you go to other places, then you have to function in a new way. And it's very difficult for people to change when they are in the same place. That's why everybody is tested when they go back again to their family, to their work, to their friends. That is always because then the whole past. And the past look at you how you were, not how you are now. So it's always a great test to go back So it's very good to go away, because then you can start experiencing yourself in totally new ways. No, you have to get more stable in the new. So then you can take that even when you go back to your past, even when you go to your family, even when you go to the old. But that is a great challenge. You have to be very strong then. Otherwise, again and again, I see you falling into the old. You have to be strong. So then it depends how you do it. Everybody needs this balance. You have to work and you have to take care of yourself. I just dropped totally out. India saved me, or my master saved me. But still I had to have some money. So sometimes I went to the West. But just a few months, depending how much I needed. And then I worked as much as I could to get what I needed. Then when I had it, out. Not the day unnecessary. And that is my way. I felt this is intelligent way. You just what you need, then you are free when you work too, because you know this is needed. It doesn't matter what you do. And when you have found that freedom inside, then it really doesn't matter what you do. Because it's just the doing. It has nothing to do with you, how you are. So then maybe even you enjoy the factory, who knows? But if you only been in a boring job, in an office, in a factory, then great change to start with something else. Because you will see new sides of you. So it is a beginning of freedom, but it's not the freedom that I'm talking about. It's just when people can't even change the outer, how can they change the inner then? So this is just the beginning, to be able to be ready to change your circumstances, your so-called life, your job, your country. And then when you start getting more loose, then you go deeper. But the more and more you come back and stay in touch with it, then these choices will come by themselves. You don't need to think about it, no, my dear. It will happen. Just trust. It will happen. And then your own intelligence will tell you. Just don't do anything unnecessary. You're doing very wisely now. You are here. Now you see what happens, and it's going very good. I'm very happy. Everything is fine. Relax. Okay? The war is finished. No, you went from the, what was it? Traveling warrior to peaceful warrior. No? Very good. The war is finished. Dear Baba, when I was about 8 years old, I remember that suddenly I would stop what I was doing and I went to a window. A thought used to arise, so that's it? Is life this? And it lasted for a few moments until I went back to play. Later I would feel anguished for feeling I was not doing what I was supposed to do. Be doing here in this life on this planet. This lasted for many years and it took me into many quests in search for answers. Spiritists, drugs, marijuana, astrology, ayahuasca, shamanism, etc., etc., etc. Then come finally Osho, bioenergetics, groups, and now finally you. The anguish for not following my mission in this life started to change and open space for me to follow my heart. The solitude, the abandonment, and other sides of the ego started to melt away when facing this new dimension. Today I felt a soft and sacred inner presence of love. It has always been there, but I did not know where the keys were. So many lives, so many places around the world and visiting in dreams, so many stories. Tell me, Master, should I dive in the insights from past lives to understand what I am, or should I just set me free from that also? Where's Jayit? You should set free from that also. Of course. Should I dive in the insights from past lives to understand what I am? Or should I set me free from that also? You are what you are. Why should you go to past lives? Why should you go anywhere? The only place you need to go is here, now. Forget the rest. Everything is now. And if some memory comes up, fine. But let it come. All these things happen spontaneously. Some people remember things, some people feel. Same with the chakras or whatever. Some people, it's not necessary for everybody to feel. Don't have any ideas, just focus on the now. Leave all this nonsense. So many lives. You will spend a whole many lives to study past lives. No. Study now. You are alive. Something tells me that it is the second opinion, yes. But I don't know how to deal sometimes with this world beyond time and space. No, you don't have to deal with it. You just have to allow it. Then that will show its secret. You cannot be in control there. How can you be in control there beyond time and space? No, you have to be very humble. And then maybe it shows you. I thank you for the paradise this place is, to the fellow brothers and sisters, to the sky, the sun, and to the stars, our eternal home, with all the love that overflows from my heart, Jayita. Very good. When you going back? You see, you say, when I was 8 years old, I remember that suddenly I would stop what I was doing and went to a window. A thought used to arise, so what is this? Is this life? Is life like this? And it lasted for a few moments until I went back to play. That is how children, then you have it with you. But you don't know, and you don't know what is normal and not normal when you are a child. You're trying to learn from the grown-ups. But the grown-up, sadly, is not in touch with the mysterious. So they have forgotten, so they can't tell their children. If you had been in touch with it, then the child could be in touch with this from the beginning. Otherwise, it will forget it, like everybody is forgetting it. And then, just some people come back to it. Those we call seekers. They want to remember. This memory doesn't go away. It's still there. There's more to life than this 9-to-4 job. But the children, they know. Later, I would feel anguish for feeling I was not doing what I was supposed to be doing here, in this life, in this planet. This lasted for years, and it took me into many quests. Spirit myths, marijuana, astrology, ayahuasca, shamanism, etc., etc. That is a natural way for many people to go. I went through all these things also. And when you are a kid, when you are a teenager, then it can even help sometimes to open up some doors, to blow your mind. That's what drugs are for. They blow the mind. But no drugs, and nobody got any wiser from it. Because you come down again and you are stupid as ever. And all these things in the whole human history, there have always been these kind of drugs. Because people have always looked for a shortcut. Like ayahuasca, like LSD, like peyote, all these things. But it doesn't work. You have to find it on fresh air and love. It's the only way. Excuse me, all the budding shamans. And no, ayahuasca is very popular because it's so easy. Any idiot can go and fly and have a little insight, but it doesn't make you wiser. It maybe make you more confused, but it's happened for many people. They get more confused because they don't integrate it. It's such a difference from the trip and the ordinary life. And not only that, but all the drugs, they make your whole aura and your energy in unbalance. So it takes time to come back. It takes time for the energy to come back into more sensitivity, relaxed, ordinariness. When I was in Pune, I was amazed when we used this Killian machine. And then many times we saw that how these drugs disturb the aura for people. And it takes time for it to come back. And I know from my own experience, because I tried all these things. But when I met my master, then at last, the real drug. And even when I took these drugs, after a few really, I went to heaven and hell, all these places. It was very good, it blew my mind, but I knew something in me said, this is not the way, it is a good opening, but you have to find this on fresh air and love. That's the only thing I wanted. How can I find this without anything? And that brought me to my master, this search. Then he said, no, you don't need to go anywhere now. You stay now. Okay. So this is good to try, but it will never bring you there. That you don't need anything for what is there. You just need to come back to it. And then you have to go through all these different layers and just become more and more ordinary, natural. Then came Osho, bioenergetic groups, and finally you. And it's good that you have tried different, people have tried different, because then you know how it is. You have tried now, you have experienced, you have some experience from life. You know that it didn't make you happy, you didn't find what you were looking for. Then it becomes more solid than when you first stop. Yes, Jayita? Jayita, very happy. Hmm? Then the anguish for not following my mission in this life started to change and open a space for me to follow my heart. The solitude, the abandonment and other sides of the ego started to melt when facing this new dimension. This is what the Master is showing us. This new dimension, which is totally natural. Only thing we need is water we need, and then if it's problem, it gets arranged quickly. Today I felt the soft and sacred inner presence of love. It has always been here, but I did not know where were the keys. So many lives, so many places around the world, visited in dreams, so many stories. Yes. But you see, all these things is okay, because now you know that this is not it. And now you start feeling this sacred inner presence of love without anything. And that is the sign. There is no other signs. Then you start feeling this sacred presence, you're finding more peace, you're finding more happiness, you're finding more relaxation, you're finding more understanding. This is the signs, there is no other signs. They asked Ramana Maharshi, a great mystic, how do we know that it's a true guru? How do we know that you are a true guru? How do we know if we go to places? And he said, there's no way to know. But if you feel more silent, if you feel more happy, if your heart starts beating, then. May everyone find peace. Aum Shanti.